Hello and welcome to Nourish Your Biblical Roots Special Edition. I'm Bishop Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And I'll be your host for today's podcast. We're broadcasting live from NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And during our time here, we'll be talking with special guests in a variety of topics, especially as it relates to Israel, the current situation there, and the work at the fellowship. Today, I am extremely honored and grateful to welcome back to the podcast Dr. Alveda King, a longtime friend of Israel and of the fellowship, and the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who dedicated his own life to fighting for justice and equality for African Americans and fighting against racism and injustice wherever it existed. Dr. Alveda King is a champion in her own right of carrying on the King family legacy, both her uncles and also that of her father, the Reverend A.D. King, who joined his brother in the civil rights movement. Dr. King is an ardent pro-life activist and launched the Civil Rights for the Unborn and Speak for Life initiatives. In 2021, she was awarded the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for her efforts in fighting for the sanctity and dignity of all lives, from the womb to the tomb. She currently serves as chair of the American First Policy Institute. Most recently, Dr. King can be seen on Fox Nation in her own show, Alveda King's House. She's an author, a former college professor, and a former representative in the Georgia State House. She played an integral role in establishing Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a national holiday. I am grateful and I am thankful. Welcome, Dr. King.
Thank you, Bishop Paul, and it's wonderful to greet everyone today. The excitement at NRB, I'm seeing so many young faces, and that's exciting.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, hello.
I look at your resume, and it's just so impressive. When you look back at your own career, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, the greatest thing I ever could have done was to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and so those are very high in my list of accomplishments. The reason I've been able to accomplish so much in so far 73 years here on earth is because God is gracious.
Yes.
And I was brought up in a legacy, the King family legacy, birthed by Daddy King and Mama King, and then my parents, Reverend A.D. King and Naomi, my Uncle Martin Luther King Jr., my Aunt Christine King Ferris. It is a family who loves and serves God, who repents, yes, who forgives, yes, and who serves.
Hello.
That's my legacy.
Well, tell me about your new program on Fox Nation.
Well, Fox Nation picked me up to do Alveda King's House, and that's a cooking show, and it has had two strong seasons. I've also now launched a Christian talk show with Destiny Yarbrough called The Vision TV Show, and The Vision is a group of women talking about today's issues. So I am actually in, I guess, the digital world, talking about issues. And I believe that one thing that we must do, especially people in my generation, is to not be afraid of AI, to embrace it and take over it and to occupy it with the truth of the Lord.
Wow. Well, here we are in the middle of Black History Month. Tell me, how are we doing?
Black History Month. I remember my uncle, one of my favorite quotes, Martin Luther King Jr., we must learn to live together as brothers, and I added, as sisters, and not perish together as fools. So Daddy loved Acts 17:26, of one blood God made all people. So there's one race. We have different ethnicities. Nothing wrong with celebrating ethnicity as long as we know we are united together by this red blood called human blood.
Hello. Hello. One of Dr. King's most often repeated quotes was, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Right.
Talk to me about Israel. What are you seeing, hearing, feeling in this whole conversation of Israel right now? Back in the day when it was marching time, there were Jewish faces and voices that were marching with African Americans. Tell me what you're feeling in here and now in your own heart.
Today, I still believe that we can learn to live together as brothers and sisters and not perish together as fools. I have high esteem for Israel. When I visited Israel, it was remarkable to me. I think that was around 2011. And so when I went through all the various communities, you had the Jews, you had the Muslims, you had the Christians. And in the marketplace, even though they have separate places in the marketplace, I tended to visit and I looked at all the people who really didn't really hate each other. They really weren't fighting, but it was the powers that be, the governmental officials and the people that kept stirring up this angst. And then I remembered, and this is kind of controversial, but I'm going to mention it. Abraham had several sons, and the promise that brings us Jesus Christ came through his son Isaac, the son of the promise. But there was Ishmael, and then he married Keturah, and there were many sons. And so I said, wow, this fighting comes from rejection, that they can't recognize the same God, and they have to fight to see who owns various territories. And another thing, Hamas is so evil. It is so evil. And we must resist that type of evil. My uncle said that hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I believe today that it is still possible with all the fighting and the difference in my religion, your religion, my skin color, your skin color, my socioeconomic condition, your socioeconomic condition. In the 20th century, we marched and worked with members of the Jewish community.
Yes.
And the Jewish community has been just as persecuted as any community on this planet. And to understand that, and so there was a natural camaraderie, a coming together between the blacks of slavery in this nation and what has happened to the Jews. And I think that is good to remember. So I believe that until we give just due to the real role of the Jewish faith, and that is to birth a promise that would give us liberty as human beings.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the problem that we're experiencing.
Wow. Wow. Well, I know you're busy, and I appreciate you being willing to stop by. And I'm just praying now that the hand of heaven continues to hover your life, not just surround you, but saturate every cell of your being with the fullest knowledge of God's goodness and greatness in your life. Amen and amen.
Amen. Let me do this for you. Yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yeah, we can all sing together, can't we?
Yes,
all right.
It better.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless.